This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waideelang Pariyat. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman concluded her four-day visit to Meghalaya yesterday with a visit to the Ramakrishna Mission School in Sora. The minister was received by Swami Anuragananda, Secretary of the Mission, and others. She paid floral tributes at the statues of Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. Ms. Sitharaman toured the vocational training center where around 100 women are enrolled in a free weaving program aimed at promoting economic independence through traditional skills. The minister took note of the mission's efforts to create avenues for self-reliance and livelihood among women, a theme that has been central to the mission's outreach in the region. Ms. Sitharaman's visit coincided with the school's centenary celebrations. To commemorate the occasion, she planted a sapling on the campus. She interacted with a 90-year-old Lillian Lindem, one of the oldest living alumni of the institution, who had served as a student as well as a teacher. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha laid the foundation stone and performed the Bhumi Pujan for the 51 Shaktipithas Park at Bandwar in Gomati district of the state yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Dr. Saha highlighted the significance of the park's location, situated just a few kilometers from the revered Mata Tripureshwari Temple, Matabari, one of the 51 Shaktipithas. He expressed confidence that the project would provide a major boost to the state's economy and spiritual tourism. Once completed, the 51 Shaktipithas Park will serve as a world-class cultural and spiritual tourism hub, celebrating the heritage of Shakti worship in Hinduism while incorporating modern infrastructure and community spaces. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar and Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma have greeted the people on the auspicious occasion of Bedingklam, a spiritually significant festival of the Jaintia community in Meghalaya today. The festival, especially the ritual to drive away plague and evil spirits, powerfully reinforces values of brotherhood, faith and cultural heritage, the governor said in a message. Chief Minister Sangma expressed hope that the colorful festival would serve as a medium to promote social inclusion and community cohesion. Shillong-based writer, translator and cultural custodian Bijoya Sawyan will be felicitated at the third edition of the Alec Foundation Women Achievers Awards ceremony to be held on the 19th of July at the Leela Palace in New Delhi. She is among 20 exceptional women selected from across the country for their transformative work and impact in diverse fields. The award recognizes Bijoya Sawyan's outstanding contribution to Indian literature and indigenous cultural preservation, particularly through her evocative storytelling and deep engagement with the heritage of the Khasi people. Her writings have been lauded for bridging geographies and generations, bringing the rich cultural and socio-political history of the Northeast into the national literary consciousness. The Sinjuk Kiwehe Shnong Yuksi Sabhai Circle has submitted a memorandum to Meghalaya Tourism Minister Paul Lingdor, highlighting the untapped tourism potential of 13 villages in the Chutwaku Sabhai Corridor. The organization has sought urgent intervention for its development. The memorandum, handed over during an interaction at the Kupli Orchid Resort, underscored the region's breathtaking natural beauty, rich cultural heritage, and peaceful environment. It noted that despite these strengths, the area has not seen the level of tourism growth that it deserves. A significant milestone has been achieved for Garo Hills sporting aspirations with the selection of 7 promising young athletes from the Pura Adventure Club for advanced training under world-class coaches. The athletes, who demonstrated outstanding discipline, enthusiasm and adaptability, will commence their training from the 18th of this month at Whitewater Village. The selection follows a comprehensive 3-day kayaking summer camp hosted by the Meghalaya Canoe Association at Whitewater Village, Umtham Rebhoy District. The camp aimed to identify and nurture young talent from across Meghalaya. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.